At 6:06, it is overcast and 79 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a hot and muggy day with a high of 97 and a chance of strong thunderstorms this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The West Nile virus has turned up in Tulsa County. While no people have been infected, the health department's Caitlin Snyder says a mosquito has tested positive, and you should now be sure you are taking your precautions.
Biggest thing is to use an insect repellent containing DEET, especially if you're going to go walk the dogs at dusk or at dawn. Make sure you're covered up and that you've got the repellent on.
She says empty any flower pots or old tires that might be holding water near your home, and be sure the kiddie pools have fresh or at least treated water. Well, the shoppers are ready. A tax-free back-to-school holiday started at midnight here in Oklahoma. Tim Fields manages the Walmart on the east side of Broken Arrow out near the Creek Turnpike.
Tax-free weekend is huge for our store. It's huge for the community. It's an opportunity for us to get everything out to the folks early, then come in, take advantage of the tax savings.
Actual school supplies, however, are not included. But clothing up to $100 can be purchased without sales taxes through midnight on Sunday. We have more on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says the state's overall crime rate increased in 2012, including the highest number of reported rapes in more than a decade. The statistics show that 1,676 rapes were reported in Oklahoma last year. That is nearly a 15% increase from 2011. What is unclear this morning is if there were actually more rapes or more victims are now likely to come forward and report the crime. Recovery is made of all three victims. An early morning fishing outing in the Arkansas River near downtown Tulsa ends in tragedy.
Fire department rescue boats and a helicopter searched the river near the Bowater Dam. Fire Captain Stan May says a group of people were noodling above the dam when one got into trouble. Two others tried to rescue him.
Got too close to the Bowater Dam. One of them went over. Two of his friends went in after him. They saw him a couple of times. That's the last we saw of them.
One body was recovered shortly after the three went under the water and failed to resurface. The Army Corps of Engineers had to lower the water level in the river in order to make it possible to recover the other bodies. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Governor Fallon and her staff are at the summer meeting of the National Governors Association in Milwaukee. This is where Governor Fallon is expected to assume the chairship of the group. She arrived in Milwaukee yesterday and is expected to announce her chair's initiative on Sunday. That is when she formally takes over as the association's top post. The Oklahoma Caring Foundation is making its August rounds. The foundation partners with different organizations to offer free immunizations. The foundation's Tina Pyatt says they give the immunizations to anyone up to age 18.
We offer anything that's required for school. In addition, we offer a few vaccines that aren't required but just highly recommended by the state. Such as the bacterial meningitis shot, that's a disease that takes over your body fairly quickly.
She says they try to get out into the community for convenience. The foundation travels with a caring van all over eastern Oklahoma. Throughout August, they'll be set up at different research locations. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny, hot, and muggy with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm developing in the heat. Any storm that does develop will have the potential of becoming severe and a high of 97. Tonight, partly clear and stuffy, 77 for a low. Right now, it's overcast and 79. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.